Hello, this is David Nakao Wilcoxon. This audio is from a Revelation Timeline Decoded YouTube video series that I made in 2021. The videos were very low tech, mostly me reading what's on the screen, so you're not missing much in the audio version. The Revelation Layers chart and summary PDFs that I refer to in the videos can be found at www.revelationtimelinedecoded.com. Enjoy the lesson. Hello, Set Apart Saints, this is David, and in this video, I'm going to talk about how the Antichrist is hidden in plain sight. The enemy has caused most people to believe in an end times, one man Antichrist. But that's a false narrative that was created to deflect blame away from the true Antichrist beast. Some people think that the Antichrist will be Jewish, perhaps pretending to be the Messiah, like we see right now in Jerusalem, with a man named Yanuka, Rav, Shlomo, Yehuda. Others believe that the Antichrist will be an atheist who opposes the Bible and Yah, the Heavenly Father. But the primary Antichrist beast that John points to in his epistles and in Revelation is one who comes in the name of Messiah, who proclaims to lead Messiah's church, but teaches a false gospel and denies Messiah's one-time sacrifice in the flesh. So who is the Antichrist beast of Revelation? The word anti means both in place of and against. The popes of Rome proclaimed to take the place of Messiah, to be the vicar of Christ, the substitute Christ on earth, but they teach heretical concepts that are contrary to Messiah. So we see that they proclaim to take the place of Christ, but they're against Christ. The popes teach a false gospel of works through the sacraments, which has misled billions of Catholics, leaving them lost in their sins. The popes teach that Mary was sinless, that salvation is through her, and that she is the mediator to the Father. And now the popes say that all religions lead to the same God. All of those things are antichrist. The popes have denied God by proclaiming to be God, forgive sins, and provide salvation, which is blasphemy. They have people call them Holy Father, which Messiah forbid. They've taken God's titles of His Holiness, Most Blessed Father, Vicar of God, God on Earth, and the True God. The popes deny that Messiah came in the flesh, as they teach the Immaculate Conception of Mary, and that Mary was sinless, which means that Messiah didn't inherit a human flesh sin nature through her. The popes deny Messiah by proclaiming that Mary is the intercessor to the Father. During the Dark Ages, the popes banned and burned the handwritten scriptures and killed those who possessed them. After the Protestant reformers translated the scriptures into English, German, and other languages, the popes issued more bulls, forbidding laymen to read the scriptures for themselves. That is the work of Antichrist. The popes caused Catholics to torture and kill tens of millions of saints during the Dark Ages and Inquisition. You can Google the phrase Catholic torture devices, and you see that they devised the most brutal tortures ever made. That is Antichrist. The popes caused Catholics to make graven images. This breaks the Second Commandment, which they removed from their list. They have graven images of Mary, before which many Catholics bow and pray. Their lavish basilicas are filled with graven images. Here we see a photo of Pope Francis. And the central focus of the service is Mary, not Messiah. The Pope's wicked crucifix keeps Messiah on the cross, putting him to open shame. They make him the eternal victim, keeping him on the cross. The Roman crucifix aligns with the number 666 in the Greek alphabet. It is a graven image of the Antichrist beast popes, which fill Catholic parishes and home. So here we see the Greek, 600, 60, and 6. So 600 is Chi, Christ. 60 is Zulon, which represents a beam from which anyone is suspended, a cross. And stigma, for 6, is a hole, a mark, pierced with a pointed instrument. So it's pointing to the nails, which affix Christ to the cross. So in 666, we see the image that the popes have made, the graven image that the popes have made, which fill their temples and Catholics' homes, which keeps Messiah on the cross. And that is Antichrist. The popes venerate skulls and bones in cathedrals and crypts. They cause Catholics to pray to dead saints, which is forbidden. Here we see a photo of Pope Benedict kneeling and praying before the skull of one they call a saint. The popes deny Messiah's one-time atonement for sins, as they proclaim that their priest brings Messiah down from heaven to create an unbloody sacrifice during their blasphemous Eucharist ceremony. They are denying Messiah's one-time atonement for our sin as our high priest in the flesh. They proclaim that the bread and wine are his real body, which is sacrificed again for sins. This heretical act is played out in Catholic churches around the world many times a week. That is Antichrist. The Pope's blasphemous Eucharist ceremony symbolizes the Babylonian mystery religion, as the priests revere the round sun god wafer. Then they place it in a monstrance that has sun rays emanating from it. The wafer is placed on a luna holder, so it's a crescent moon, which symbolizes the moon goddess. This mimics the sexual union of the sun god and moon goddess, which produces their incarnate Christ child, Tammuz. So they do this under the guise of it representing Messiah's communion, but it's really the Babylonian mystery religion symbolism that's carried out in Catholic churches around the world. That is Antichrist. The popes erected an Egyptian obelisk phallic symbol of the pagan sun god in the middle of a sun wheel in St. Peter's Square, which designates the basilica as a temple of sun god worship. And inside St. Peter's Basilica is a huge sun symbol above a large ornate throne. The Pope's pagan god worship is seen on the spring equinox, when the rising sun travels down the road to the east of St. Peter's Square. The sun rays strike the phallic symbol of the sun god and cause the shadow of it to fall onto the dome of the basilica, which represents the womb of the pagan moon goddess. So here's the visual. So you have the sun god phallic symbol. The sun's on the opposite side of this, so the shadow falls onto the dome. This symbolizes the annual sexual union of the pagan sun god and moon goddess. Then 9 months later, on 1225, they celebrate the birth of the incarnate Christ child, Tammuz. They use the word Jesus, but it symbolizes Tammuz of the Babylonian mystery religion. And the popes erected 10 Egyptian and Roman obelisks, many in front of their basilicas. That is Antichrist. An example is the popes made the Roman pantheon, where all pagan gods are worshipped, into a Catholic church, and they place an Egyptian obelisk in front of it. The popes have people fawn over them, kiss their hand, lay prostrate before them, revering them. The leaders of nations and religions travel to Vatican City to bow before the Pope as a world leader. The popes made themselves rich with the collection of indulgences. They spent many billions on their many ornate basilicas, instead of using the money to preach the true gospel, provide Bibles worldwide, provide food and water to people worldwide, and end homelessness. That is Antichrist. The popes forbid their priests to marry, which causes many to be homosexual, to rape nuns and children. Firstborn sons are sacred to Yah, the Heavenly Father, so the enemy has caused them to be violated by Roman Catholic priests. Think about the damage to the many children who have been raped by a supposed priest of Messiah. This causes many to run away from anything to do with Messiah and the gospel, and it causes many to be confused about their sexuality. That is Antichrist. After killing tens of millions of people who would not submit to Romanism and the Pope's authority, now the popes proclaim that all ways lead to the same God, and that even good atheists are saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, the popes have taught concepts which are contrary to Messiah, and they've systematically made war with Messiah's saints, yet somehow, the Antichrist is hidden in plain sight. Some people say that the Pope is the false prophet who will support the Antichrist, but the Revelation Timeline Decoded video series and book prove out that the office of the papacy, the popes of Rome, fulfill Bible prophecy as the little horn of Daniel 7, the son of perdition of 2 Thessalonians 2, and the beast of Revelation 13, who leads the harlot church of Rome. The black pope is the false prophet, the fake priest, who controls the Roman beast kingdom in the end times, and he's using the white pope as the spokesman to gather the world under their authority. I give a verse-by-verse explanation of the sea beast of Revelation 13 in the Revelation 13 Antichrist Beast Popes of Rome video, and I'll provide a link to that. I explain how Revelation 13 describes the Antichrist and false prophet beast in the Antichrist and false prophet beast of Revelation 13 video, and I'll provide a link to that too. Thank you for listening to this Revelation Timeline Decoded audio. You can request a free copy of the Revelation Timeline Decoded summary PDF or order a printed copy of the book, which explains it in detail, at revelationtimelinedecoded.com. I love y'all. Shalom.